Southern FM. The sounds of the Bayside.
Perseverance is the theme on this evening's The Smash Show. The students at Melbourne University persevered with their dream to build Australia's first satellite. We heard that story on last week's program. Amanda Caples is Victoria's lead scientist. She was our guest on The Space Show in 2018 July, describing Victoria's bid to be the home of the nascent Australian Space Agency. Well, the agency may well have gone to Adelaide, but Amanda is persevering in her push to promote Victoria. Here is what she had to say at Melbourne University to the folks that had gathered to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the launch of Australia's Oscar 5 satellite.
But I'm going to move on. Amanda is the chief scientist, the lead scientist in Victoria, a catalyst responsible for working across the Victorian government to identify opportunities for economic outcomes by building relationships between business, the research sector, and government. And so it's a pleasure for you to talk about how space works today.
Thanks very much, Mark, and thanks to Mark and Rod Tucker for inviting me here today. And I'm not surprised to see so many people here. You just mentioned space and everyone comes out in Melbourne. So I'm really proud of the fact, as I'm sure the organisers of this event are astounded by the take-up and the presence. So thank you for being here today. Suffice to say, I'm delighted to be here to mark this occasion to celebrate Australia's pioneers in Earth satellites, the Oscar 5 team, and to see you here this evening is really a privilege. And and thank you for your leadership and the inspiration that you and your activities have served to inspire the next generation and the Melbourne Space Program guys, who I've had a bit to do with over the past few years, really are emulating what you started 50 years ago. In terms of my entry into space, metaphorically speaking, so yes, one of my most vivid memories of my youth is as a young primary school student running home from school to watch Neil Armstrong walk on the moon, an event that was celebrated last year marking the 50th anniversary. And, of course, in those days we didn't have TVs in schools, we might have had one, but they weren't in every classroom like they were today. And, of course, there wasn't colour TV here in Australia, at least, in those days. And so so that, I think, has really served a whole generation and others following. And, you know, I haven't met yet anyone who's not inspired by thinking about space and the return to the moon. What you may not know, and I didn't appreciate until about 18 months ago, and I had the privilege of going on a delegation with Austrade and the Australian Space Agency. We went to Johnson Space Centre and JPL and the like and had an amazing tour, is that, of course, like the Australis Oscar team, no one had actually put a man on the moon before. And so the what didn't come across, and perhaps you didn't think about, is that the average age of the people in mission control was sub-30. Because there was no book in the Bayou or, any of their equivalents. It hadn't been done before. And so, you know, it was a really young group. And when you think about the risks and the expertise and the fact of how they would have had to work together. And so, you know, it's a real demonstration of just people embracing the impossible, not regarding it as impossible, and just getting on with it and getting the job done. And so, you know, and because there are a lot of stories there about the power of purpose, passion, plan and persistence, the four key ingredients of success, which are evident in how the Australis Oscar 5 team went about their business and how the Melbourne Space Program, likewise, in recent years has done exactly the same thing. Now, I've been asked to talk about industry engagement. I hadn't expected to see a Stanley tape measure and bed springs as being part of the hardware in a satellite. So I will regard those pieces of domestic equipment with increased respect these days. So, I think, first of all, what are we doing here in Victoria? I'd like to say we're working with the Australian Space Agency. But my second point is that the world, of course, has changed in the last 50 years, and that the main thing is that space is no longer a public sector sole activity. So the private sector is actively investing in its own right and adjacent with it and in partnership with public agencies such as NASA and the European Space Agency and the like. And this has opened up the doors to enable private business to participate in the supply chain on new missions. And now that we have our own Australian Space Agency, we've got a ticket through that door to enable us to get into that supply chain. So I can't overemphasise the importance of having the agency as giving us that entree. So this change in approach reflects the realisation that you all know that no single country or organisation can either afford to go it alone or have the necessary skills. It's all a team effort. And so from a Victorian perspective, what we're seeking to do is to create the environment to allow the talent of our emerging graduates, which we've seen what they can do this evening, to express themselves through ambitious initiatives such as the Oscar Five program. So to this end, my office is in regular contact with international space agencies, with NASA, with DLR, with the UK, and with aerospace businesses. And what we're seeking to do is to build the trusted relationships and to grow the opportunities for our talented engineers, our scientists, and technologists. I didn't have law students, but I accept the point that we need them in the team as well to contribute to and participate in the global space economy. So just in closing, to say that the market for the discoveries and the technologies also, I would like to say, are derived from solving problems for space, but the application will be very much here on the ground, on Earth, and we've seen the improvements in weather forecasting that has occurred in part because of access to better data, and where does that come from? It comes from satellites. So we're working with the university, we being the Victorian government, on these opportunities and bringing them to bear. And I'd just like to close by thanking the Oscar Five team again and their industry partners for their leadership. It must have been an extraordinary set of circumstances to convert the vision and passion to reality at a time when colour TV wasn't even here in Australia. So you've shown to every Australian, whether they are from Victoria or elsewhere, that a committed team can achieve impossible outcomes. So congratulations and thank you.
That was Amanda Caples, the lead scientist of Victoria, and she was introduced there by Mark Cassidy, the Dean of Engineering at Melbourne University. After these messages, we're going to be hearing from the Deputy Head of the Australian Space Agency.
From Sandringham to South Yarra, you're listening to Southern FM.
Where this is the Space Show, and we are at Melbourne University at the 50th anniversary celebration of the launch of Australis Oscar V. Anthony Murford is the Deputy Head of the Australian Space Agency in Adelaide.
So today, I'm going to give you a bit of a snapshot of the Australian Space Agency, and the story and the journey that I'll take you on really does reminisce back to some of the entrepreneurship and the can-do attitude that we've seen in the Oscar project. And for Australia to do this again, we're going to need that entrepreneurship, and we're also going to need the diversity in the sector that we have, because that's the way Australia can do it. And that's the story that I'll tell you this evening. But first, there is a history, and we've heard about Oscar, and I have to thank Kerry Doherty, who is in the room here. Kerry is a wonderful space historian and makes sure that I know my facts, and also ensures that the Space Agency knows its facts. And the reason is we need to recognise and understand our heritage, partly because that's how we inspire and a generation, but it shows that Australia can do this, and we are in a massively transformed space sector. We've seen the satellite that was launched in the 1960s. Now, those satellites from the Melbourne Space Program are very, very different, and they can do a whole lot of things in a very, very small package. And that's the type of capabilities that we're building in the future. They're done here on campus. Melbourne Space Program has done it. There's a heritage with the Oscar V program, and across Australia we're seeing it. But, of course, the heritage here is that we weren't new to space. 1950s, we had some high-altitude research projects that are being undertaken, which led to an Australian-sounding rocket program, and it was called, quintessentially Australian, the Kookaburra. And that was in the 1968 and 72 period, and that led into and supporting other activities such as Oscar V that we've had background today. We're also the third or fourth country to launch a satellite from our own soil. It's probably fourth, depending on how you define countries and where it's launched. But we had that heritage, and we do acknowledge that it did get a little bit quiet post the 1960s with different focuses. But that has completely changed. So where are we today, and what are we doing? So this is a snapshot of what the agency has done. The Space Agency is here to grow and transform our space industry. Space industry is already around $3 billion in size, and it employs around 10,000 people, which means we have a heritage. We have a heritage because we have things like Oscar V. We transferred, we've had CSIRO, we've had researchers maintaining that momentum, and now we have an agency which was established on the 1st of July 2018. And we have a mandate to triple the size of the economy and create another 20,000 jobs because we know we can do it and we know we have the expertise here. We've spent the 18 months that we've been up and running now understanding the market, and what do? We open doors internationally with NASA, the European Space Agency, and they've welcomed us with open arms. We travel around Australia to understand the technology that exists, and that informs our discussions with international partners. We know their gaps, and our role is to plug our capabilities into their gaps to inspire. And that's why we're at events like this, so we can recognise our past and grow to the future. And yes, there is a law element. There is a regulatory component, so we want to be safe in space, and we do have a regulatory role. So MSP, who launched last year, they had to put an application through us to make sure it could be launched into space. But of course, very different area and where we're operating, and we want to balance entrepreneurship with public safety, but it is an important part as we go forward. And you'll see that in our purpose. We are about being responsible, because that is something Australia is known about time and time again. And the reason that I say we're back is since 2018-19, the government's now invested over $500 million in the space sector. It's over $300 million into Geoscience Australia to improve the resolution of GPS. We use that blue dot to find where we're going. We can actually use improved resolution of GPS, which will get to 10 centimetres across the continent, or to 3 centimetres where you've got mobile reception. You can use that to assist people that are visually impaired. You can help farmers manage their herds by doing virtual fencing. These are the type of investments that make a difference, and it'll be done through space. We also have investments in CSIRO. We have investments in the agency itself, and of the tune of $226 million. And the areas that we'll focus on are in the areas of using images from space to look at and help manage drought. We use those images to help with the bushfires that were happening. And we'll be ambitious as we go forward in areas such as robotics, automation, AI. There is a world in front of us, but we know Australia has the capabilities to do it. And the other thing we're doing is to make sure we have that space heritage. We had it in the past, we'll build it in the future. We're investing in infrastructure. We're building mission control facilities in Adelaide. We're building a facility so you can control robots in space. We're also looking across the nation to make sure that you can actually test your equipment before you put it into space. Now, we did hear the story. There was actually none of that in the library. There were no books on this. We're a little bit more advanced now, but we need to make sure we have the equipment, so when we know we put it into space, it works and we don't cross our fingers and hope that it is there. They're the type of things that the agency is doing. We're doing it because we're a partner and facilitator, and we're doing it because it's now businesses that are doing this. We've heard the Melbourne Space Program is doing it with students. It's a very different field, and the government now has a role of a partner and facilitator to open doors and make sure those opportunities exist. And excitingly, the biggest thing we're going to be working on is a $150 million program with NASA, and that is about getting Australian technology into NASA's supply chains, because we know there are businesses that can do this. There are companies that machine products, they're developing sprockets, they're developing silicon seals. Those type of equipment needs to be used in space, and we can test it and put it into supply chains that we're there because we know we have the smarts to be able to do it. We'll also support activities such as demonstrators showing to the world that we can actually deliver things in space. We will leverage things such as the automation in the mining sector. We control drilling from 1,600 kilometres away. We have robots underwater that at 3 kilometres using satellites to communicate. They're the things the world don't have and we have right here. And the role of the agency is to tell that story, support the sector so they can put these programs and put these projects in the front of the public's eye, but importantly in front of business's eye so we can get into those supply chains. And the last thing we want to do as part of this program is the trailblazer. What we want to do is make sure we inspire the generation. We want kids to look up to the sky and say, that's Australian technology. We've had Oscar 5. We watch it every day. Well, most of us try and watch it every day. But what we want to do when NASA goes back to the moon and onto Mars, we want kids to look up and say, you know what? Australia's got technology up there. I can be part of that journey. And I know that space also touches all of our lives. And that's the other important part as we go on our journey. Not only are we putting into space, it's actually improving our lives here. And on that note, I just want to congratulate the team that was here. The agency is about transforming our sector going forward. We will reach our targets. We want to inspire the generation. We'll do that because we're driven by our values, which is about being responsible. We do have an entrepreneurial spirit, so I would say for a government organisation, we look at the ways that we can do things, and I think that's important. And of course, we'll be driven by inclusion and diversity because we know that's how Australia is going to punch above its weight as we transform our sector. So thank you very much.
That was Anthony Murfitt, the deputy head of the Australian Space Agency, speaking at Melbourne University. As I listened, I was hoping to hear some announcement about Victorian involvement in the space industry. Having not heard much, I buttonholed Anthony and put the question to him directly. Anthony, could you tell us a little bit about the Australian Space Agency and Victoria?
Yeah, the Australian Space Agency's purpose is to grow and transform a globally respected space industry across Australia, and that means we're working with each jurisdiction to understand their great capabilities and how we can contribute to space missions across the world.
So do you have any specific agreements with Victorians yet?
We work very closely with Victoria. The Chief Scientist is just saying how closely that the two agencies work together, and what we've been doing is exploring where the opportunities are for Victoria. They include in areas such as in STEM education. There's an organisation called VSEC, and that has actually been doing a lot of STEM education, understanding how to operate on Mars. Other opportunities we're seeing here in Victoria around space communications, and as we look afar, it's important that we have the ways to communicate with space. There are also a range of other companies that are using communications, for example, in broadband internet, and there are also manufacturers here that are looking to build components that can support space missions in the future.
I noticed that at the Australian Space Industry Association conference, at the time of the Avalon Air Show, there was a lot of interest in getting involved in space.
Yeah, what we're seeing in Australia is a real interest in space. And the reason there's an interest in space is for two key reasons. Firstly, space touches all of our lives. We use the blue dot to find where we're going. We're using GPS to help manage our land. And we're using images from space to help manage things such as bushfire. There's also a whole range of technologies that are now applicable. There's a massive transformation in the sector. We're no longer where it's just governments that are investing. It's businesses that are developing these technologies. For example, satellites, which used to be only the size of a car, can now be the size of a loaf of bread. And these loaf of bread satellites, called nanosats, can have take images, can also have new ways of communicating back on Earth. So we're seeing a real opening up because the technology is smaller and cheaper, and the access to space is a lot cheaper than it used to be, which opens up all this potential.
We've got a number of entrepreneurial startups here in Victoria. Are you working with any of them?
We've got a range of companies across the nation. So one of our teams is a business development team, and we're working with those companies to understand their needs. And as part of the government's $150 million Moon to Mars project, we were recently in Victoria talking to companies to understand their capabilities, because ultimately what we're doing is understanding what Australia can bring to the table, and then from there looking at the opportunities internationally so we can integrate our companies here in Australia into international supply chains.
Thank you for joining us on The Space Show.
You're welcome.
Sensing that Anthony Murthett was dancing around the issue of Victorian involvement, I asked around. Now, no one is prepared to go on the record, but I was assured by many involved that moves are afoot and announcements are expected in due course. So maybe Amanda Capel should persevere.